Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
So, Double Take Sports Talk until
then. Your life is next. He does what's going on.
Shout out. Here's the deal. We're doing something different. We are back at the Canal Walk to do a recording of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's start off with fantasy. Now, that's the only thing we're really planning on doing today is fantasy and our conversation talk in a brief moment.
Yeah.
But let's run through fantasy real quick. It is a Tuesday of this recording, and we had just received news, which we had already received on Sunday, that we won against Core Values, or the final score of, make sure I got it right, 96-89. That's the final score.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Let's just be real here. First off, we're on a hot streak. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This past week did not go the way it was supposed to have gone.
Yeah.
It didn't go the way it was supposed to have gone. We did have some players that struggled. We did have a player that went
hurt.
Down.
Yes.
So that did not help anything. But the fact that we still was able to pull out this win, mm-hmm. is amazing.
Amazing.
I believe now we are 1-2 against Core Values.
Yeah, we're 1-2.
Could we play 3 times, right?
Yeah, it should be our 3rd one.
Yeah, we almost beat them
the second
time. And the first time we just couldn't stand a chance.
Yeah, we couldn't stand a chance at all.
So we are 4-6 overall, and we are still in
4th place.
We won three in a row. Amazing work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing work of digging into the
pool. Yeah.
Amazing work to do everything we needed to do to stay in it.
Yes, sir.
We're still in it.
Still in it.
We got I'll talk about it in a minute, but we do got Weekend Warriors next. So
yeah,
that's something to talk about.
Yeah, that's something to talk about
this way.
Okay.
But we did beat Core Values for our 3rd straight win, 96-82, as I said.
96-89.
So, with this win streak, we had a 0.60 lead. No. We had a 5.90 lead to a 4.90 lead,
yes.
over Core Values after Thursday night.
Yes.
He had a nice, pretty decent lead early Sunday. But then late Sunday afternoon is where we started to come into charge. Josh Jacobs scored 20% of the points. And we did not start this person. Yes, we did. Geno Smith scored 19% of the points.
Yeah, we started Kim.
Yes, we did, because Kyler Murray
was out.
Travis Kelce scored 17%. DeAndre Hopkins score 15 of those points. And even though he had a backup quarterback at Colt McCoy, he still scored a lot of our points.
Yes, he did.
For Core Values, Tom Brady scored 19% of the points. Christian McCaffrey, to whom I thought was going to single-handedly beat us.
Yeah, almost did.
Yeah. Scored 17% of the points. Tyler Bass, the kicker for Core Values, scored 14%. And Jalen Waddle scored 9% of the points.
Yeah.
So the matchup player of the week goes to DeAndre Hopkins, which is on our team.
Yeah.
And the matchup highlights being, looked like Geno Smith, 21-yard touchdown pass. Travis Kelce with a 46-yard touchdown pass. And then Tom Brady for core values had a 31-yard touchdown pass as well.
Yes, he did.
So points by position, we definitely improved.
Oh, of course.
Quarterbacks, check. Running backs, check. Wide receiver, but
why
hey,
why
it's
not?
All right. We know where we stand with that just because of Cooper Kupp being injured.
Yep.
Tight ends, check. Kickers, it's all right.
Yeah.
Young Koku didn't do much. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
And then our defense and the New York Giants didn't do too bad. Check.
Check.
I do want to bring one thing in attention from this really, really quick that I read this, and I want to respond to this real quick. Just going to read it real quick.
Absolutely.
With a winning streak of 3 games, Love University's genius team has probably been following the advice of Yahoo Fantasy experts recently.
The fuck out of here.
Let me respond to that. We did not follow them at all.
No.
They are the reason why we have 38 moves.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because of them.
Nope, it wasn't because of them.
It was not because of them.
We ain't following y'all's damn advice. We went into the free agency pool and picked up some sleepers.
Excuse me. They were the exact reason why we did what we did.
Yeah, they was the one that was going to go 0-15.
Hello, we won 4 games. We won 4 games. Oh, of course, they did say if we were active.
Assholes.
Of course, we're not going to be able to show you the lineup for next week because we're doing just the audio recording this week to kind of kill 2 birds with one stone and exercise and then podcast recordings. So, the way it's going to look, and it's very unofficial because this is still very early in the week.
Yep.
For us, Love University, this is not updated. You still got Kyler Murray in the lineup, DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, because he's day-to-day now.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Emmanuel St. Brown, Josh Jacobs, Ramondre Stevenson, Travis Kelce, Cordarrelle Patterson, Young Haku, and then the New England defense.
Yep.
For Love University's Jesus team. Weekend Warriors. It's going to be consistent with, of course, Patrick Mahomes, who's going to single-handedly probably be
going to destroy us.
Tyreek Hill, that's going to change.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, Leonard Fournette, that might change.
That's going to change. I think he's out by week.
Oh, you're right. It is going to change. Saquon Barkley, Kyle Pitts, Dalvin Cook.
And who is another one that's going to single-handedly kill us?
Yeah, no kidding. Graham Jano and the Tennessee defense is all going to be projected to start. Which is going to change.
That's going to change.
I'm pretty sure, though.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But that's all I have for.
Okay.
Fantasy football.
All right.
So, to the more disappointing news on this aspect, as I mentioned last week, that I was projected to lose.
Uh-huh.
Last week.
Yeah.
In which I did.
Uh-huh.
Final score, I played a...
Oh, man, no, that's not it.
Last week, I played a Q's team and lost 1,140 to 1,497.50. Well, let me repeat that. 1,140.50 to 1,497.50. So, that drops me to 1-2 on the year. And Q's team goes to 2-2 on the year.
So what that put you to? 2-2?
I'm sorry, 2-2. I'm sorry. I will be under 500 after this one.
Oh.
I will be playing I'm just gonna say it. Playing this week.
Uh-huh.
I'm projected to lose and I'm losing right now. So here's the projected score for this one. I'm on there. Alright. So far, is winning 373.50 to 131.50. So that is that with my game. Nicole's game from last week. I believe she lost. Yes, she did. She lost 1472 to 1179. And she lost to Big M. Uh-huh. And that put her under 500. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's 1-2. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 1-3.
Oh, wow.
She's 1-3.
She lost two straight.
She lost two straight. Yes, she did. So, yeah. I need to actually sit down and make some changes.
Darrell, you're going to need some help.
Huh?
You're going to need some help.
In this case, yes, I do. Because I'm doing so much other things.
Right.
And it's not working out the way I want to.
Right.
So, got some work to do.
Yeah.
I try to add a couple, but it's not working out the way I want to.
Yeah.
So,
you're going to definitely need some help.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's too many teams.
Yeah, it's too many teams.
Too many teams.
And we're picking up, I'm picking up whack players. So it's like,
yeah,
I'm trying to find the best sleepers out there.
Right. It's not, it don't work out that way with not that with many teams. Yeah.
Not with 20 teams.
Right.
So now I'm just looking to try to find some momentum.
Right.
This is a challenge.
Big time challenge. Yeah.
And when I was doing Daryl's reactions, I was like, well, I did the impressive NBA team so far for me.
Yeah.
The Trailblazers came out for me.
Yeah.
Because Chauncey Billups really turned that team around.
Sure.
Turned them into a defensive team.
Yep.
And I was pretty impressed, despite the fact that I think that either at 500 or a game or two below 500, I'm pretty impressed. I'm not surprised when the Pacers faces.
Oh.
Because they have actually stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
They have stepped up.
Right.
Because they were about 5-6 games below 500.
Right.
Now they're either at or one game below 500.
Right.
And Miles Turner has really turned on the Jets. Not like he already has.
Right. But he, with a fractured foot, which I know how he feel.
Yeah.
Because I'm still trying to recover from it because I'm hard-headed. I know what he's feeling and what he's going through.
Yeah.
So for him to be able to have an immediate impact says a lot.
Yeah. 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 So it's like, you know, that you know, I just got to get some work done. I got to find something quick.
No kidding. Yeah.
And that's pretty much it for fantasy basketball.
All right. We'll be right back. Daryl, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. You know, just trying to, you know, get past through some of these, you know, thoughts.
Sure.
Exciting thoughts.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So.
Sure.
You know, still excited.
Yeah. Calm. Absolutely.
You know how it is.
I do.
Yeah.
Know all about that.
I'm ready. I'm super ready.
No doubt. So, yeah.
What's good with you?
Something like that.
Not much here.
Not much.
Just taking it one day at a time. That's all I can do.
No doubt.
That's all I can do.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, I just want to throw this out there again. We're
about a week away
from the launching of our brand new podcast, Daryl and Darren's Off the Script.
Off the Script.
So that is something we have been recording for, been looking forward to, has really listened to everybody based on, oh, you guys just need to do a recording based on your thoughts, your feelings, things like that. So we listened, finally, and went on and did it. So the disclaimer is going to be, y'all asked, y'all shall receive. So don't get mad when we say some stuff.
That's right.
And y'all don't like it.
That's right.
Because this is personal.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's real.
And it's not fake.
That's right.
Everything that we do, it's what is called problems, is situations.
Absolutely right.
and conversations, but mainly problems and situations. So don't get mad when you hear something you don't want to hear. But for the sake of the podcast, we did edit names out that is not included in intermediate family.
Right.
The only people that is on there that we just flat out say is Nicole and our mother. That's it.
And ourselves.
Oh, right. Us, of course. We're the host. There's no way we can edit our names out. Right. We're the main ingredient. So, but that's really it. Everybody else's name would be edited out because of the situations and things like that.
Right.
So, that's all I have.
Well, I don't have pretty much nothing either. You know, I'm just going to say, everybody stay safe.
Yeah.
Trump's going to run again. So, everybody stay safe.
Daryl.
I just laid it out there.
But that's fine. Vote. Matter of fact, yeah, go vote. I'll say that for off the script.
Right.
I'll say that for off the script.
That's fair enough. That's all I got.
All right. So what we got for next week? Of course, next week we're going to continue our normal platforms of platform talk and fantasy news and fantasy updates and our normal conversations after the podcast. That's all we have. All
right. So nothing else. Wrap this up and get on out of here.
Yep.
All right. So, of course, that's the end of the Double Take Sports Talk. Of course, we're on social media. You can hit us up on Twitter at DTSC2414 or on Instagram, Double Take Sports Talk. Now, I will apologize. I've been saying DTSC2414, but I believe it's Double Take Sports Talk. So, Double Take Sports Talk for Instagram.
Yes.
We're on YouTube. You can search the box, Double Take Sports Talk. You know, like our videos, subscribe to our channel, all that good stuff. Got new content out there, so check it out. But until then, I'm Daryl. Daryl's right next to me.
Yep.
All right, catch you on another episode of Double Take Sports Talk. Until then,
ciao.